Mr. Justice, good morning. Always appreciate your time.
Happy to talk with you. I hope you don't mind if I'm in the car while I'm doing it.
Not at all. Just make sure you listen to WPTF whenever you get off the phone with us, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Mr. Justice, were you surprised by the ruling by the High Court yesterday?
No, I really wasn't. The concept of temporary stays are to maintain the status quo. And so it was not illogical for the court or the majority of the court to say, okay, we're gonna stay the certification. That has no direct ramifications on Justice Riggs, since she continues to serve in her position as Associate Justice until this is all resolved, and then she wins, you know, for the 8-year term. So I was not surprised. The important thing to understand is that the State Board of Elections and Justice Riggs appealed the order of Judge Meyer remanding the case to the state court, and they've appealed it to the U.S. Fourth Circuit. So it's still not clear at this point ultimately where the merits of this case is going to be decided.
So there's still an option for this case to get back into the federal court system, correct?
It is. It is. I mean, Judge Meyer, who's the federal district judge, said, I don't have jurisdiction, therefore it goes back to the Supreme Court. The board and Justice Riggs appeal that to the U.S. Fourth Circuit, who will review to see whether Judge Meyer's got it right, and it should go back to the state court, or it should remain in the federal system with Judge Meyer making a determination on the merits.
Is this a good thing that the state Supreme Court has taken up this case? Is it good for the court as a whole, or is this something that it's tough because they have to basically rule against one of their own?
Well, it's clearly an uncomfortable situation for the members of the court to be in. And in fact, we saw, or at least I saw on social media, reported by Will Doran that two of the Republican justices had filed additional comments, one a dissent, one a concurring opinion in the order staying the certification of the election, trying to explain to the public, at least in the context of Justice Allen's filing, that they weren't necessarily in any way ruling on the merits. They were just putting a temporary hold until they could get briefings and arguments done. So yeah, it's a really uncomfortable situation for the court. But, you know, you sign on to make hard decisions, yeah. So we'll see if they're the ones making it.
Does this hurt the collegiality of the court in any way moving forward?
Well, it doesn't help it in any way, but since invariably the members of the court and Justice Riggs serve together, then you have Judge Griffin seeking to join the other Republicans on the court. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that would encourage or improve collegiality.
Do you have a timeline, being someone who served on the state Supreme Court and obviously the appeals court, is there a timeline for when this appeals court might hear this case?
Well, as I understand it, the Fourth Circuit has set briefings and they're consolidating some of the litigation, and it may be March before that's actually even heard. The wild card procedural question is whether the North Carolina Supreme Court will move forward with arguments and potentially a decision. Or will the federal court issue its own stay to the state Supreme Court saying, whoa, hold off, don't do anything until we make our decision? And, you know, we don't know the answer to that yet. So, but this could last months, even into, you know, in excess of a year for this entire litigation to play out.
Wow. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll talk about this more than once moving forward, Mr. Justice. On to other matters now. ACC basketball has been pretty bad, Justice Orr. Maybe only three teams making the tournament. What's going on with our basketball teams?
Well, the Southeast Conference is is spreading the love around in the form of NIL money and obviously bringing in some pretty exceptional talent. And then there's the element of dilution of talent in the ACC. Now that we have, what, 436 teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference?
The All-Coast Conference.
Yeah. We played Southern Methodist University last night in Chapel Hill. And so, you know, I think leagues have up cycles and down cycles, but with all of the questions about will Florida State and Clemson, maybe UNC, bolt the conference for one of the two power conferences, the Big 10, 12, 14, the Southeast Conference. I just think it's been a little tougher. We've seen some really exceptional veteran coaches step down here in the last few years, which I think hurts recruiting and the profile of the conference. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent, but there's a lot of basketball talent spread around. So hopefully things will look better between now and the NCAA tournament.
Hard to look any worse, for sure. As I let you go, do you have a dog in the fight for the NFL playoffs?
Do I have a dog in the fight? Not really. Okay. I've tended to pull for Drake May. Patriots aren't going to make it. Do I have a dog in the fight in the collegiate?
You got to pick there.
And I'm going to pick Notre Dame simply because of their coach. I think that guy's exceptional.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
I love it.
Fighting.
I love it. Retired State Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr, Mr. Justice, always appreciate your time and perspective on all these topics, and look forward to visiting again real soon.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too.